Hey friend, do you have ADHD? Maybe, maybe not. It really doesn't matter because either way, you're so welcome here. Whether it's you or someone you live with that has the squirrely brain, I'm here to help. On the show, we'll be sharing perspective shifts and hacks and systems and routines that all work for people of all ages with neurodivergent brains. I spent the last almost decade working with students as a special education teacher and navigating my own ADHD. Whether you want someone to hold space for you or you want the tactical, tangible strategies, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you learn to let it be easy, work with your unique strengths, and move from scattered to simplified. And we're doing it all with positive perspective, self-compassion, and a whole lot of God's grace. Let's do this. What's up, beautiful human? I hope that you had a wonderful holiday season. I'm excited to be back here with you. I decided to take off the two Mondays that were holidays, kind of last minute, so I'm sorry I didn't announce that, but everyone in my house has been sick, and my husband is still recovering, so we just are rolling with what's happening. So today we are coming back on, and we're actually sharing about one of your favorite topics here. These always are really popular episodes, and it's about consistency. And I've decided to break this into two parts because, well, A, I can do whatever I want, it's my podcast, but also because I don't want them to get too long. And I decided for the month of January, I'm going to be doing some short episodes and just to the point, really giving out those tangible tactical strategies. So let's move into it. Today, for the part one of this, it's kind of more about the mindset around consistency, and then part two we'll talk about goals and how we set those and how they help us either be set up for consistency or they kind of fail us. So let's just get straight into it. The very first thing with ADHD is that you have to stop shaming yourself. It just makes everything worse. Every single time you find yourself being inconsistent, I would guarantee you probably have this inner bully coming out that is being really rude to you and saying things to you that you would literally never say to a friend or to someone that you love. And for whatever reason, we just accept that when we do that to ourselves. Also, just in case anyone is new, I am pregnant. That's why I'm out of breath. I wasn't running around. I've literally been sitting here typing for like the last 15 minutes, and I'm still out of breath, so I apologize if that breathy sound is really annoying. Anyway, shaming yourself. So what happens is, for a lot of people with ADHD, we set some sort of goal, we want to change some sort of habit, whatever it is, and we start that thing, and then we inevitably fall off because we're humans, and we're not going to do something every single day for the rest of our lives without ever failing. And instead of just noticing that we've fallen off and picking back up where we left off, we instead end up in this entire negative space full of shame and blame. And it doesn't need to be there. It's not doing anything to help you. It's making everything worse. So when you find yourself not measuring up in the way that you want, stop and ask yourself, what can I do in this moment to make me feel more empowered? Because here's the thing, no one is ever like doing great work from a place of shame and like feeling like crap about themselves. We do our best work when we're feeling empowered and we're feeling motivated. So stop in that moment and ask yourself, you know what, this isn't helping. What do I need right now to make me feel empowered? What do I need to help me feel motivated, to help me feel refreshed? And then follow that. Along with that, most of us tend to take all of the blame and put it on ourselves. So it doesn't matter what the goal is about. For whatever reason, we act like we have full control over the situation and we're the screw up and we're the reason this is falling apart and we're so terrible, blah, 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 blah. And when you're in that spiral. But here's the thing. You're probably someone who puts too much blame on yourself, and you actually need to start sharing a little bit of that blame, okay? Now, I'm not saying don't take responsibility for your actions and for your parts in situations. That's not what I'm saying at all. we should definitely still be, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, we should still have integrity. We should still really be mindful of the decisions we're making. We should still be accountable. I'm not saying to throw all that out the window. What I'm saying, though, is sometimes we aren't measuring up to our goal in the way we want because of things that are outside of our circle of control. And if it's something that's truly outside of your circle of control and you try to take on that control anyway, and then you put that blame on yourself, you're yet again putting yourself in that place where you're just making everything worse. For example, with the podcast, with me literally like being on my deathbed on Christmas Day and not having a podcast episode ready and then not having one ready on New Year's Day. I could have sat there and been like, oh my gosh, I'm so inconsistent, I'm so terrible, and went in this whole spiral. But what good would that have done for me? So instead, I was like, you know what? There's a lot going on right now that is not in my control. I'm very sick. And then once I wasn't very sick, my husband and my child were very sick. And I wasn't getting sleep, and our entire house looked like a tornado hit it from all of the post-Christmas things. And so I actively chose to be okay with the fact that there were things going on that were outside of my control. And I didn't sit there and blame myself. I didn't take all of this on me because it's not on me. And if I would have done that, then on New Year's Day, I would have gotten nothing done. And instead, on New Year's Day, I got my entire house cleaned, finally. It took us the entire holiday break because of everything going on. But I got the whole place all cleaned up and reset. I got the Christmas tree put away. We rearranged the living room, which just like brought a breath of fresh air into our entire house. And it was great. However, if instead I would have sat there and beat myself up about my whole podcast not working out when I was sick, I would have been in this whole self-pity party the whole day. And I wouldn't have gotten any of that done. So that's all I'm going to talk about today. Because I really want you to sit with that. I don't want you to go and like try to go set a goal right now. Like, I want you to just stop and really think about that. Think about when you find yourself not measuring up. How are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? And then how does that make you feel? Because I would guarantee it's probably not making you feel better with the way you're talking to yourself, if you're anything like me or anybody that I know. So I want you to just stop. Notice the shaming. Pay attention to how you're feeling, and then look at what else is going on in that situation that might be outside of your circle of control. I hope that you found this episode helpful, and I can't wait to see you back here for the next one real soon. Bye.